You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode today. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener to the podcast, welcome to the conversation about all things midlife. I'd love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the loop on when new episodes drop each week. And if any episodes have particularly resonated with you, and if you enjoy the content that I create, I would be very grateful if you would leave me a rating and a written review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. And lastly, if you're interested in some additional ways that you can support the podcast, take a look at the show notes to see some of my favorite things. The products that are linked are all ones that I use and I absolutely love, and I would recommend them to any of my best girlfriends, which obviously I include y'all in that group. And then if you do choose to purchase any of the products with my link, the podcast will earn a small commission that just helps to offset some of the expenses of producing it. Let's get into today's episode. So first, a little backstory. If you are a new listener, a quick rundown, or maybe even if you are a returning listener, but you haven't heard a little bit about me, I have been a stay-at-home mom for a very long time, retired, quote unquote, from corporate sales with the birth of my second son, who is now 25. And then while my kids were at home and I was a stay-at-home mom, I became a yoga teacher and a yoga therapist, taught a lot of yoga classes, worked with private clients with yoga therapy, which I absolutely loved. But when my youngest went away to college, I just felt like I wanted to do a little bit more. And for a brief hot minute, I was a realtor. Realty had always been something that I had been interested in. But once I actually got my license, I was like, I don't really feel like this is my calling. And so I'm currently in school to become a functional medicine practitioner. I'm pursuing certification through the School of Applied Functional Medicine, which is about a 3-year program. And I'm about halfway through. So the working title of this episode is What Now? I've had a few calls this past week, as well as had a training. The calls were with social media experts who reached out to me, of course, and were like, hey, we looked at your profile and we think that you could do better, which is true. But all of those things combined have left me feeling a little bit lost and unsure, and have had me kind of questioning myself as I am in the process of launching my wellness coaching business. And of course, all of them are focused on me growing my social media so that I can reach people who are looking for what I offer. And while I absolutely agree with that, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with it, oftentimes when I think about social media and that I need to be doing more, I feel really behind the eight ball and I feel like I'm just not doing enough or not doing the right things. And then I just start to question myself. I do want to mention that last week, maybe some of you were one of the lucky few that got to hear that I dropped the wrong episode for Unraveling Learned Narratives. I dropped the unedited. Don't even ask me how. I think there was an update with Podbean and then just the way things went. And then one of my good friends that listens, she texts me, hey, it doesn't have the intro or the outro and it's repeating yourself. I'm like, oh gosh. So y'all got a behind the scene peek of how this whole podcasting process works, which I am not an expert. This podcast is a labor of love. It's just something that I enjoy doing. But okay, so back to what now? So one of the calls that I had with this marketing, a media company, let's just say marketing company, whatever you want to call it. And I was talking to the gentleman that owns the company and he's like, you know, asking me a bunch of questions and kind of sharing. And then he's like, well, what is your brand? And I'm like, oh, I want to help midlife women live their best life. He's like, no, that's not your brand. And I'm like, okay, well, blah, blah, blah. I want to, you know, so I'm kind of trying to think, here's the answer. And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm just like, well, dang, I don't know what my brand is. Do I really need to know what my brand is? So it got me thinking about this whole idea of what now? Why do I have to have a brand. I started thinking after the call with him, especially that particular one, was everybody's always hustling and they're always trying to reach more people or create this great content. And for me, that just feels exhausting. And I want to connect with people on a deeper level than is just, oh, you like my brand and you fit my avatar. And so, oh, great. And so the aha moment, that was kind of the aha moment after I got off the call with him, because at first, you know, I was like rattling around in my brain and it's taken me, I'm a slow processor. I will be usually pretty good at snap decisions. I am kind of a fly by the seat of her pants type of gal. If you're a friend that's like, hey, do you want to go to blah, blah, blah tonight? I'm like, absolutely. Or do you want to take this particular class? Or like my husband and I are doing a glass blowing class in a couple weeks because we've been obsessed with this show on Netflix called Blown Away. And after the fourth season, I'm like, hey, do you want to take a glass blowing class? And he's like, sure. Luckily, he rolls with me. And so I booked it and we're going in a couple weeks. But here was my aha moment. And again, I want to reiterate, I am not a therapist. I'm not a life coach. I am not an expert by any means. But the realization for me, or my aha moment, was that I need to stop looking outside of myself. I need to stop looking for someone to come in and tell me exactly what to do and follow this four-step plan and you're going to grow and be successful. I need to really start to lean into my own intuition, my own wisdom that is inside of me that I know are the things that I need to do that aren't dictated by what the marketing experts or the social media experts tell me. Use this music and you're going to reach all the people on Instagram because I use this particular soundtrack, or go and start commenting on all these places where this like-minded people hang out so that they're going to see my worth and decide that they're going to follow me. And I'm not knocking any of the social media strategists. I think it's actually probably way smarter than what I'm doing, but it has to feel genuine and it has to feel authentic to me. And so I just wanted to share this because I know that maybe some of you listening are trying to figure out if you're maybe at a point in midlife like me where you're reinventing yourself, or maybe you're growing into your new talents, or you're cultivating some new venture or experience for yourself. And that at the end of the day, really, it's all inside of you. Yes, it's helpful to have people, to have coaches, to have these experts that you can really use to guide you. But I think that the important thing is that everything that you know that you need to do and that is right for you, you know it inside of you. I am a really big proponent of tapping into your own intuition, tapping into your inner wisdom. And so I just had to remind myself of that. And that's what this episode is. Like, what now? You know what to do, Erin. You just need to tap into it. You just need to listen to your little inner voice that I have to be quiet to be able to hear it. I'd love to hear what your experience is with finding your next what now. Do you rely on experts or do you rely on your own inner wisdom? You can weigh in on the conversation on my social media. Haha, shameless plug for my social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Midlife State of Mind Podcast, or you can send me an email if you want to keep it private, if you don't want to share it for the whole world to see. You can send me an email, midlifestateofmindpodcast@gmail.com. I will absolutely email you back. I hope today was at least thought-provoking, and I will be back next week with another episode. Have a great week. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.